Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:46 now. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Nothing just happens, and a lot of people work hard to keep a lot of things moving in society. And I say that as I'm getting ready to talk to Rob Bremer, director of the Department of Animal Services for St. Tammany Parish. I'll also add before I bring Rob on that every action has a reaction, right? So people that do not have their dogs spayed or neutered, for people that irresponsibly release dogs and dogs that are eventually taken to shelter, somebody is either going to have to work very, very hard at a no-kill shelter to keep those animals alive, or somebody's going to have to put those animals down, which is not a pleasant task, which means even though you're not at the sad end of that story of irresponsibly letting your animals breed or releasing them, somebody does have to pay that price ultimately. With that, we welcome in Rob Bremer. How you doing, Rob?
Hey, Tommy, how you guys doing today?
I'm all right. Tell me what's going on. Tell me about the shelter, first of all, and it's pretty apparent what a no-kill shelter means, but having done some work before and been involved a little bit with no-kill shelters, I know how passionate the people that work there are.
Absolutely. My staff is top-notch. I've got a huge team of compassionate animal lovers on my staff. Right now at the shelter, we were over capacity before Francine, and we saw a big old surge come in the day of and the days following Francine, which just pushed us over our limit. You know, our biggest concern at the shelter, we're an open admission shelter, right? So we can't turn parish residents away if they want to surrender it or surrender a stray or one of their own dogs. And we've been kind of treading water for the better part of a year and a half, and still making it work, but it's been really hard on everyone. We're all very tired, and this recent surge of pets coming in, it put us over our limit. Like I said, we were already over capacity, and you know, no kill is a life-saving philosophy. You know, you're trying to do everything you can for each individual pet and make the best medical and behavioral decisions for them that you can. And as far as placement options, you're looking for the best home for them. You know, we work with rescue partners. Unfortunately, a lot of them are full too. You know, society view on animal ownership is a big spectrum, and it seems like a constant uphill battle. I know my predecessors have been fighting this good fight for many, many years before me, possibly even decades before me. And every time we gain a little ground, then some novelty breed comes around, and then we get flush with all of the offshoot from the backyard breeding. And that's not a dig at any responsible breeder, but there's a lot of backyard breeding going on, a lot of non-permitted breeding going on, and we definitely need to make sure that we're tending to those things and trying to get on the front end of this problem rather than the back end. Pet overpopulation is a serious issue in the state of Louisiana and across the South, really across the country. You know, there's this perpetuated myth that everything up north is like rainbows and butterflies, and it's not. You know, I speak to my northern partners all the time. They're in the same predicament as us. They seem to have a larger population along the greater metro areas up there, so it just doesn't seem that way. But I know a lot of the focus is on the South, and we definitely need the help. But like I said earlier, you know, we've reached out to a lot of our northern partners. They just can't take what they were taking over the past couple of years from us anymore. They're finding themselves in the same predicament, being over capacity as us. And to get to the main point of all this, being over capacity alone isn't bad in small amounts, but it's a sustained, extended overcapacity issue that makes a drop in the quality of care. And you know, everyone at my animal shelter is an animal lover. Nobody wants to euthanize an animal, especially just for space. But ultimately, we have a finite amount of room. We have a finite amount of resources. I mean, there's a whole bunch of complex other issues that go there with staff burnout, you know, losing man hours, losing staff. There are so many things tied into it that put a really big stranglehold on the shelter system. And basically all we're asking, Tommy, is for the community that we serve to help us. You know, animal shelters should be community centers. Animal shelters shouldn't just be a place in the woods where you bring your animals when you don't want them anymore. It should be a last resort. It should be a safety net for the animals who are truly in bad situations. It shouldn't just be a convenient location to drop off the novelty animal that you wanted for 2 months until it started doing something you didn't want it to do, like peeing on the floor, and then you don't want to address the behavioral issues and change your own habits and change your own life to meet the needs of that animal that you decided to take on.
Yeah, let me take a break. I'm going to pick it up when we come back. We'll talk some nuts and bolts and what people can do to actively help today if they can. We're talking to Rob Bremmer, Director of the Department of Animal Services for St. Tammany Parish. And I don't mean to get on a soapbox here, but I do believe that there is somebody keeping score of all of this and your irresponsible actions that lead to the pain of other people. Eventually, you're going to have to pay for that. I just think that's the way I believe anyway. So you got to breed pets responsibly if that's what you're going to do. And if you can't just let an animal loose and defend on its own, because somebody eventually is going to have to wind up dealing with that. 752, 8 till 8, traffic now, WWL. Back with Rob Bremmer, Director of the Department of Animal Services for St. Tammany Parish, about the no-kill shelter that is filled to capacity, overfilled, really. What can people do to help? What kind of animals are available to be either fostered or adopted? Tell me about that, Rob.
Well, Tommy, we've got so many great animals, big, small. We got them all, man. It's like a Dr. Seuss book over here. We've gotten a lot of our adoptables out. Now we're working through our fosterable inventory right now. We've got lots of animals that are waiting to get fixed. As you can probably imagine with how many we had, there's a bit of a backlog on our surgeries. You know, we have our own veterinarian here at the shelter that does all of our surgeries for all of our animals, obviously to help prevent overpopulation. But people can still foster through us. There are still animals available for adoption, of course, but people are really encouraged to foster through us, because every time somebody takes an animal into their home and fosters them, even if they can't commit to an adoption, that makes a space in the shelter for the inevitable animal that's going to come in through our open admission system. You know, I tell my staff all the time, you know, never let your guard down, because, I mean, we're one animal cruelty case away from a 50-dog confiscate, 60-cat confiscate, you know.
Before we run out of time, Rob, how do people get involved? How do they contact you? Where's the shelter?
Sure. We are located at 31078 Highway 36 in Lacombe. It's right between the junctions of 434 and 1088 here in the right smack dab in the middle of St. Tammany in the heart. People can call our telephone line, 985-809-0183. Alternatively, they can email us with any inquiries at animalshelter@stpgov.org. We would love to hear from everybody. We've been swamped the past 2 days with this call. It's been very successful, but we're still not out of the woods yet.
Let's hope we can do you some good. Thank you, Rob. Good luck to you. God bless y'all. We'll be back.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners.
It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.